Well, today we're visiting with some of the top students in the class of 2026 at Griswold High School, and we're going to start with
Catherine Tischer.
Okay. Catherine, introduce us to your family.
I am the daughter of James Tischer and Melinda Tischer of Elliott, Iowa, and I have a brother named Nicholas in fifth grade here at Griswold.
All right, very good. Let's talk about classes, teachers, those types of things. Who'd you like? What'd you enjoy taking?
I love my history and English classes, so I had Mr. McCready, who was newer, and Miss Kelly, who's now a teacher in Atlantic. We also had Miss Platt, who is now retired, but she has to be one of my favorites. And my favorite overall has to be Miss Victor. She's our business teacher.
Okay. Why those teachers? Is there something about them, a trait that kind of sticks out for you?
They treat you like not a friend necessarily, but they're just friendly people, all of them. They want what's best for you. You can go to them for anything, and they're just really nice to have around.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about your extracurricular activities then, too. What else has been keeping you busy?
Well, right now I'm doing golf, but I was in FBLA, which was a lot of the winter months. Same with speech and musical in the fall and all those kind of things.
What did you enjoy the most?
I'll toot my own horn. I was good at most of them. So getting to compete and move up the levels was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Is music something that's a passion for you?
It is. I'm not pursuing it, but I always have music in my life.
Okay, very good. What about the accomplishments or awards? Anything that you're going to look back on years from now and be really happy about that you were able to accomplish?
I do have a lot of those musical awards. The Iowa High School Music Association has given me a lot of them. I've had a lot of speech. I've been to Allstate quite a few times. I don't have any in golf because I'm not that great, but I like it. So I'll remember getting to play it.
Well, you can do that all your life,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Lots of time to get better at that, too. You said you've had an opportunity to do Allstate, different types of things like that. Any memories from that, friendships, those types of things that you are going to remember?
Mm-hmm. I've made a lot of friends through all that, and obviously we're very tight-knit here in Griswold. Most of the people I did that stuff with I've known since I was 4 or 5 years old. So just getting to have all those experiences with people that will be in your life forever.
Absolutely. What about the future for you? Where you'll be this fall?
I will be going to Northwest Missouri State University in Maryville, and right now I'm between public relations and elementary education.
Okay. Why Northwest?
Northwest, it's close enough that it was kind of like perfect area. You're far enough away from home, but close enough if something happens. And I also have the added benefit of both my grandmas went there, so they were pretty excited when I told them I was going there.
Okay, bonus points for being
exactly.
A legacy. Excellent. Now, course of study, are these things that you've always thought about pursuing, or have they come up recently?
So elementary ed up until about eighth grade freshman year, I wanted to be a teacher. Public relations kind of snuck in, but I've kind of had a mid-senior year crisis where I might be going back to elementary education. So we'll see how it goes.
Okay. Well, you still have some time to figure those things out. Give those eighth graders some advice. What do you want them to know before they start high school in the fall?
Get involved in everything. Try your freshman year because it's going to affect your GPA by your senior year. And take as many college classes as they'll offer. Even if you don't think you're going to go, they're always good to have under your belt.
All right. Very good. Catherine, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have
Haley Hoyt.
Okay. Haley, introduce us to your family.
I'm the daughter of Mindy Zirian and Jason Hoyt. I have three older sisters, an older brother, and then two younger sisters and a little brother.
Okay. You are right in the middle.
Yes.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about your experience here then, too. Classes, teachers. So what did you enjoy?
Well, I really do enjoy choir. Mrs. Casey is she's a really good teacher. And then history class was fun as well. Like Kate said, the Mr. McCready and Mrs. Kelly were pretty awesome teachers. They're very nice. Mm-hmm. Mr. Everett is pretty good, too. He's our math teacher. If you need help, he, helps you a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, do you think, in your case, that the ability of the teacher influences how much you like that coursework?
Ooh. Maybe a little bit, but... Yeah, actually, because it depends on if the teacher is, helping you or not, or if they're just throwing work at you. Because if they're just throwing the work at you and you don't know what you're doing, you're not going to like it, and it's not going to be fun for you. But if they're helping you and they're actually leading you through it and showing you what to do, then it's good for you.
Yeah. If the teacher's mailing it in, likely so are the students, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. What about extracurricular activities then for you?
I was also in speech, musical theater. I went to Allstate Choir Camp. I was a math tutor for 2 or 3 years, I think. I was in football cheer, basketball cheer, wrestling cheer, FCCLA, FBLA. We did jazz choir for a little bit. Yeah.
Well, you're pretty busy.
Yeah, it's, and I mean, I have work too, and so getting that to work around my schedule was pretty tough sometimes.
Did you intend to be busy when you got into high school? Did you know you wanted to try a lot of things?
Yes, I did. I enjoy being out and meeting new people, so going out and doing those things really helped me make new friends. So.
Okay. Well, what about for you then? Any accomplishments, awards, anything like that that are going to stand out for you that you're proud of?
I also had gotten an Iowa High School Musical Association Award last year. And then I really do think that going to Allstate Choir Camp really helped me a lot. And I met a lot of new people there too, so that it was fun.
Sure. Now, choir or band or both?
I used to do band in middle school, but I stopped. Okay. So I'm just in choir.
All right. Well, just. Okay. It's still a lot of fun. What's next for you this fall?
I'm going to Coe College up in Cedar Rapids, and I'm going to be studying social and criminal justice.
Okay. Now, why Coe College?
I don't know. I just, they offered a pretty nice scholarship, so that was, you know, the cherry on top. But it's just a really good school all around. So,
is criminal justice something you've always wanted to pursue?
Yes, it has. Since I was in elementary school, I believe.
Okay, well, excellent. Okay, give the eighth graders advice. What should they know?
Do your homework. Don't fall behind, because if you do, you're never going to want to do it.
No, that's true. All right, very good. Well, Haley, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and next we have?
Nolan Smith.
Okay, Nolan, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Ryan and Wendy Smith, and I have two younger siblings, Madeline and Grayson.
All right. Let's talk about teachers and classwork and things. What did you enjoy?
Ms. Brokaw and Ms. Henneman were both my ag teachers throughout high school, and they did a really good job of getting me involved in the different ag classes, not only in school but through FFA as well. There's a lot of opportunities that I gained through FFA. And then Mr. McCready has been a really good teacher the last few years, just not only being a good teacher but connecting with most of the boys on a personal level, as far as just being a friend and a coach that we can go to.
Mm-hmm. All right. What about you? I'll ask you the same question I asked Haley. Do the courses that you like coincide with the teachers that you think are impactful?
Yeah, I've always enjoyed ag. That's kind of my background. That's kind of where I've came from. So being able to go in there and kind of just have fun with the class has been really good for me. And then Mr. McCready has also impacted how much I like the history classes as well. He's done a really good job at making them more enjoyable to learn.
Okay, excellent. Well, what about extracurricular activities for you then?
So right now I'm in golf and FFA, 4-H. I also have done track, cross country, baseball, basketball, wrestling. Just kind of staying busy.
Okay, you kind of tried most of it all too. Is that important to you to have the biggest, broadest experience you can have in high school?
Yeah, I've played almost every sport besides football in high school, so kind of being able to play everything throughout my first 3 years and in middle school allowed me to kind of have a better senior year, just because I was able to prioritize some of the sports that I enjoy and can get the most benefit from.
Sure, very good. For you, any accomplishments or awards and things like that that you'll be most proud of?
There's not really an accomplishment or award that stands out to me, but just graduating, knowing that I had an impact on all the sports teams that I've played on is really really good to me. I enjoyed playing sports throughout high school, so that's kind of one of the things that I take pride in.
Sure. Well, all three of you have experiences doing things with other people in kind of a team-type atmosphere. Do you thrive that way?
Yeah, I enjoy being out there, and like right now we're in golf season, so just being able to go out and golf with my friends and being able to kind of just go out there and hang out has been really fun this spring.
Sure. Well, golf's a good example. You're on your own, but you're also part of a team, so yep. You've got to learn to cope with all those. Now, you said FFA and 4-H, both you've been involved in. Those are important to you?
Yeah, I've also served as the Cass County Fair King and taken leadership roles in the FFA. I'm currently vice president. So being able to kind of put myself out there in leadership roles has been a really good way to better prepare me for my future.
Sure. All right. Very good. What is that future? Do you have an idea where you are down the road?
I hope to apply to the Iowa State Patrol here in May, and hopefully that application process will lead me into the academy next January. So then hopefully by next summer I'll be a state trooper.
Okay. Wow. So is that something you've always wanted to do?
Not necessarily. I kind of was undecided, kind of always had ag in my back pocket as far as what I wanted to do after high school. And then I got introduced to Boys State this last summer, and that kind of led me down the path of being in the law enforcement. And that's kind of what led me into Iowa State Patrol.
Okay, very good. Well, between you and Haley, we got law enforcement covered then, don't we? We're going to put them all away. All right. Well, give those 8th graders some advice from a cop. Let's see what you got for them.
I don't really got anything from a cop standpoint just yet, but personal experience, I would say do your work, because even if you think you'll get by, it's always going to catch back up to you, and you're going to have to do it sometime, so it's easier to do one assignment at a time rather than do a bunch of them when they're late and missing.
That's for sure. We've all been there. All right, very good. Nolan, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks to Nolan and Haley and Catherine for spending some time with us. They are some of the tops of the class of 2026 at Griswold High School.